My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Hi, everybody. I'm Sweeney Murdy. Welcome back to WFAN's Baseball Insiders Yankees Spring Training Podcast for Thursday, February 25th. A few more days of workouts for pitchers, catchers, and position players in Tampa. The first exhibition game is only a few days away. The Yankees take on the Toronto Blue Jays Sunday at Steinbrenner Field in Tampa. The position players getting back up to speed with a couple of days of batting practice and workouts, and then they'll face real pitching for the first time on Sunday and get their feet wet. A month of exhibition games and then opening day, April 1st. So not a lot of time. It goes pretty quick. And even as the weather warms up in New York, feels a little more spring-like with some sunshine out. It's hot, sunny in Florida where the Yankees are working out and getting ready for the start of the exhibition season. Brett Gardner met with reporters for the first time today since re-signing with the Yankees. It was a long winter for Gardner, who didn't know up until less than 2 weeks ago if he was going to be playing for the Yankees or, in fact, playing baseball at all. Part of the decision process for Gardner as he went through this winter, you'll hear it here as Gardner talks about coming back to be a bench player for the Yankees. He understands that as Clint Frazier has taken over the left field job. Gardner looks at the role, understands what it is, embraces it. He talks about all of that right here.
Really just try to embrace that role and come in with an open mind and whatever the team needs me to do to help out on a daily basis. I'll be ready, and whatever my role is, I'll accept it, and hopefully like I said, we've got some young players that I look forward to, especially a guy like Clint Frazier. I look forward to continuing to help him and see his career really take off this year.
Gardy, it's good to see you. When you talk about accepting your role, embracing the role, whatever it may be, what kind of talks have there been? Have you kind of come in knowing that it's not the same everyday role you've had before?
Well, yeah, in a way. But listen, we've been through this before. And obviously, like I said, I know what our outfield picture looks like. I know how talented those guys are. At the same time, I know what I'm still capable of doing, and if I didn't think I was capable of doing it at a high level, I wouldn't be back here. So, my expectations are, to be ready to play every day. And as far as, like I said, we've seen this kind of thing before. Things happen, and it doesn't always unfold the way that you draw it up, and you have to deal with injuries. And obviously, the more depth that you have, the better. So, again, I'm excited to be a part of this group of guys, and I'll be ready to play every single day, do the best I can to continue to do that. And whenever my name's called, I'll be ready.
Do you remember what the first date was where, real talks happened about bringing you back? And would you have considered playing somewhere else or retiring if it didn't work out here?
Yeah, all three were kind of on the table, to be honest. But I knew I didn't want my season – I mean, I didn't want my career to end the way that the season ended last year. There against the Rays, you know, wasn't able to play in front of any fans all year for the most part. And obviously my family wanting to see me play again. So I went into the off season fully expecting to be playing this season and expected to be back here. But obviously it took a while for that to come together. So, you know, I was open-minded to go in other places and keeping my options open. But again, ultimately, this is where I want to be at. And I'm happy that things worked out and I didn't have to and get too serious about looking into going somewhere else. But yeah, I mean, up until a week or a week and a half ago, I was still unsure of how things would work out, but I'm very happy with how things have worked out.
Brett Gardner is a valuable player for the Yankees, no matter what role he is in. And in his role as kind of a mentor to Clint Frazier, I know there are some fans who weren't really sure that that was actually happening, but there are a lot of different reasons why Clint Frazier hasn't taken over before now. A lot of it had to do with health, remember, with the concussion that he suffered in 2018 and the after effects of that. Some growth and maturity on Clint Frazier's part as well. Brett Gardner has seen it. He's had a hand in developing that, and he's seen it firsthand. And of all the people that admire Clint Frazier's growth, well, Brett Gardner is near the top of the list.
Just maturity and being comfortable, obviously, you know, getting traded like he did, being part of such a high-profile trade and obviously, you know, a lot of expectations there. I think some unfair expectations. And, you know, when you have a young kid that's drafted out of high school, you forget that, you know, he hasn't had a lot of time to develop necessarily in the minor leagues. And it's hard being away from home for the first time and things like that. So I think that, you know, him coming over to the new team, it just took him a minute to get comfortable and to be himself. And, you know, the work ethic has always been there. And, you know, I think that's something that really started to click last year, really 12 months ago down here in spring training before you know, coronavirus hit and we all got sent home for a little while. I think we were getting some really, really good work in the outfield on defense. And Reggie Willits, our outfield instructor, he continues to push Clint, you know, in a good way. They have a great relationship and Clint is willing to work. He's willing to learn. He's willing to listen and he's willing to put in the time. And obviously when you have all those, you can't help but get better over time. So, you know, he's been great. It's been a lot of fun for me to watch him grow, not just as a player, but as a person. And again, he's one of those guys that I expect to continue to grow, continue to get better. And I look forward to seeing it firsthand.
And a lot of what we found out today was the Mutual Admiration Society that Brett Gardner and Clint Frazier have going. Clint Frazier met with reporters today for the first time as well. And in addition to talking about his excitement for having a starting job finally and all the things he's gone through in such a short time as a Yankee, going through the growth physically, emotionally, and getting to a place where he feels like he's ready to break out as a player, he also spoke about how much admiration he has for Brett Gardner. Gardner is not a player who's been holding him back. And as much as Frazier has lamented at times, the idea that he could be starting, whether it was back in Cleveland where he came from or many other organizations, he understands where his role is and why it's taken this long for him to get his shot as a Yankee. And he also has a great admiration for the man who's been holding that spot for the last several years, Brett Gardner.
I think where it starts, I think where the first thought goes with Brett is how he handled going about a young guy coming in that plays the same position as him and was vocal about wanting to win that job and just how he treated me, still knowing that it's a competition, but it's his job to lose and other guys are trying to take it. And he went about it in such a positive way that I felt like it was such a like a big brother, little brother relationship, you know, because he's obviously done a really good job at maintaining that position for so long with, you know, a lot of really good teams in the past. And he's such a good teammate. He's such a jokester. Like he's a little kid. I swear he's more immature than I am, but it's just, he makes you feel comfortable. He makes everyone around him better. And I don't think there was one person that wasn't excited whenever they saw that Brett was coming back. And I think that I was probably at the top of the list because there is still things that he can teach me as a player and teach me as a man moving forward that I can incorporate in my everyday life and in baseball. I mean, I think one thing that sticks out the most is Brett's one of the best teammates that I've had, and the way that he interacts with people is a unique way, and it's a way that I feel like a lot of people should take a note out of his book and try to interact with other people like that as well, because there's a reason that he keeps coming back and there's a reason that people keep wanting him back. So he sets the foundation of what it's like to be a great teammate. So I learned that from him. There was obviously in 2019, a lot of discussions in the outfield where he was just trying to give any bit of advice he could on the mishaps that I was having in the outfield. There was times when he pulled me over into his room just to put his arm around me and just to talk to me, because he knew that I was, you know, going through some tough times with some distractions that I had caused. And Brett's just been a light that keeps shining really bright for me. And I'd selfishly like to have this guy around until he's like 50, just so I could finish my career with him.
The dynamic between Gardner and Frazier could be troublesome for some teams. It could, you know, you've seen places where guys competing for playing time aren't necessarily all that friendly. And it does create for some tension in the clubhouse. It doesn't appear to be the case here. And that is something that makes Aaron Boone's job much easier.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, I'm fortunate in that I have a group of guys, and really it's, I feel like it's been every year since I've been here, that want to win. Right. And that, you know, when that's your motivation and that's the focus from individual players, you know, that's the kind of environment you want to be in. And I think in both, you know, Clint and Brett's case, they want to win. And certainly Brett's at a point in his career where that's all it's about. And it has been fun, though, to see their relationship kind of develop and emerge over the years. To where I think there really is a cool competitive back and forth and banter that goes on between those guys. But I think they've grown to really respect and like one another, you know, their years out there playing together and competing with each other as well.
The outfield rotation is still something that is going to be determined for Boone. He has Gardner there. He has Aaron Hicks in center field. And I mentioned this before. If you look at the breakdown of how Aaron Hicks, Brett Gardner, and Clint Frazier all fare against right-handed pitching, the numbers will tell you that when Gardner seizes opportunities, sure, it's going to be to spell Clint Frazier in left, but he could also take some at-bats away from Aaron Hicks in center. Remember, part of the thing with Hicks is keeping him healthy, and part of the thing with Gardner is keeping him from wearing down over the course of a long season. I don't envision 50-50 split, but I think it's really pretty natural to see Gardner spell Aaron Hicks against a right-handed pitcher once a week, let's say, during the regular season, and get Clint Frazier a day once a week. Maybe you get Aaron Judge off his feet once a week. And these are the kinds of things that, ideally, if everybody's healthy, this is kind of how you want to map it out. We all know that the ideal hasn't worked out for the Yankees very well the last few years. Somebody's gotten hurt. Multiple players have gotten hurt. And if that's the case, then you're going to see certain people pushed into more playing time than maybe you would have ordinarily envisioned. But if I'm looking at this with rose-colored glasses, with the idea that everybody's healthy, I would say there's at-bats there for Gardner to take maybe once a week from Frazier, but also to spell Aaron Hicks. You can make a case the Yankees have a better lineup against right-handed pitching if Gardner plays over Hicks. Now, I'm not saying that's going to happen all the time. I'm not saying Aaron Hicks is a platoon player. Far from it. But on the occasion that you're looking for the matchup to get Brett Gardner in there, that would be a chance to take advantage of it. Again, I don't think we ideally see everything breaking down normally across the year. There are injuries that affect everything, and we'll see how the Yankees go forward with that. Remember to check out the WFAN Daily Podcast. We're here every day now. I have the Yankees versions. Ed Coleman has the Mets versions. They live on the WFAN.com homepage, and on your podcast platforms, they currently live on the WFAN On Demand pages. You find links on my Twitter, at YankeesWFAN. Thanks for listening. I'm Sweeney Murdy.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.